Roberts?
She's in the restroom.
Okay.
She's on.
Recording.
All right, we're back. We're recording. Victoria, we're at the time, we've got the motion to rehear. We're waiting for the, or do we just have you, or do we have the?
On the motion for review of rehearing?
Yeah.
Just me.
Just you?
Just me.
So it's time for that? And we got the report, so let's do that. So that is in section four, number three. 2196, no. Four. 2143, regards to Christina Rudiosa, DBM. Tuso. Board review, discuss, take action on motion for rehearing or reviews. And I have a script. Okay, this is the date, time, and place for the board to consider Dr. Christina Rudiosa's request for rehearing following the informal interview that was held in this matter on July 21st, 2021. Dr. Rudiosa and her attorney, David Stoll, please identify themselves for the record.
David Stoll, appearing as legal counsel for Dr. Christina Rudiosa.
Thank you. The board's legal advisor in this matter is Assistant Attorney General Mark Harris. Under AACR 311-904C, the board may grant a rehearing of the case in part or in whole or review the decision if Dr. Rudiosa establishes that one or more of the grounds listed in the rule materially affected her rights during the administrative proceeding. If the board grants a request for a rehearing, it will conduct a rehearing at a later date. The board on its own initiative may grant review of its decision. If it does so, it may conduct review at this meeting or schedule further proceedings. If the board denies her request for rehearing, she will receive a written order setting forth her legal remedies. The board has reviewed Dr. Rudiosa's motion for rehearing, and Mr. Stoll will have 5 minutes to address the board on this matter. This is the time for legal argument related to the grounds for the rehearing or review, and neither Dr. Rudiosa or attorney should use this time to present new evidence or testimony to the board regarding the merits of this case. If they claim there is newly discovered material evidence, they are asked to identify each piece of evidence and why it could not have been presented at the informal interview. Once Mr. Stoll has finished making his arguments, the board members will have an opportunity to ask him questions. I'm having to ad-lib my script here. We will proceed to oral argument and hear from Mr. Stoll.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I don't have a lot to add in addition to what I set forth in our motion for rehearing or review. Of the two options you have, I guess the review is the more compelling argument. Factually, we all know what this case is about. The respondent veterinarian, my client, Dr. Rudiosa, posted a picture after performing a necropsy and posted it on social media. In order for the board to legally conclude that the posting of the photo involved unethical conduct, which is the violation, it's our position that there must be a finding that she did it for some unethical or nefarious purpose, and there's no such evidence. Nowhere in the order is there a finding, nor was any evidence presented at the informal interview, that Dr. Rudiosa acted out of malice or ill will towards the owner. To the contrary, the only finding of fact in the order related to her motive for posting the photo is that she posted it for educational purposes. And that was her testimony, and it was uncontroverted. She was trying to educate the public on the dangers of waiting too long in making difficult decisions regarding euthanasia. In particular, she wanted to dispel the notion that just because a pet is eating or drinking, that the time is not right to consider euthanasia. So, I mean, in that regard, I think her motivation for posting the photo was laudable, not something that should be sanctioned. Also, there's no finding of fact, nor was any evidence that the owner was emotionally upset because of the posting. If you read the findings of fact, it just says that complainant became aware of the posting, which my client perhaps naively thought was just going to be seen by her own followers on Facebook, not to the general public. But in any event, the complainant, after she saw it, the photograph, and this is a quote from the order, asked that the respondent take the photo of Yoda down. Respondent complied with her request. She complied with it immediately as soon as she found out. That again goes to evidence that her motives in posting this were educational. They weren't malicious or spiteful. And as I pointed out in my motion, if there was such evidence that this was done for some illicit purpose against the complainant, then yes, I think that would be sanctionable conduct. That would be unethical conduct. But it was for educational purposes solely. She immediately took it down, which again shows her ethical conduct and respect towards the owner. And we do not feel that this is sanctionable conduct, and ask that you review this matter. And if you're inclined to take any action, none would be warranted beyond a dismissal with potentially a letter of concern. Thank you.
Thank you. The board has heard the arguments from Mr. Stoll and reviewed the record in this matter. So our options of the board may grant a hearing, which means the whole case for a specified portion is reheard by the board, or review, which means the board may modify its earlier decision based on grounds established in the rule. The board can also deny the request and affirm its decision. The motion is to grant rehearing or review. The maker of the motion must specify the grounds on which the rehearing or review is based. Rehearing or review would then be limited to the specified grounds. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, a point of order. Do we need to hear a response from Mr. Harris or no?
Since I'm your legal advisor in this case, if you would like the legal box, I would ask that we consider going into executive session.
That was part of this process. Thank you.
Here you go, Ms. Brooke. Could we have legal questions?
No. Yeah. It's just in the opening remarks, it mentions both councils.
Yeah. All right, so nobody's speaking up. I am going to move the board review our decision based on the violation that we found is not supported by the evidence, but contrary to the law. And that motion is going to fail, I guess. Wait a second.
It doesn't change anything for me. I mean, I understand the argument of trying to provide education, and the picture's not required for that. It's
Saying you could have gotten approval.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, social media will get people in trouble because you post on a limb, you're posting out frustration, you're doing these kinds of things, and now you're trying to blend it back to the fact that unfortunately a mistake was made, in my opinion. It's a mistake, but it's still a mistake. So I personally...
But not a mistake we have jurisdiction over, because we have nothing to do with social media or what's...
I disagree with whether it's social media or not social media. It's not respectful when somebody just lost a loved one to post that loved one on social media, put it in print, put it in the newspaper. I don't care what avenue you chose to do it in. It's not respectful, in my opinion.
Okay, so I don't bring up the fact that also we never saw the picture.
Well, she admitted she posted it.
Yeah.
I know. But depending on what you saw in the picture, you don't think it would matter what you saw in that picture?
I don't think you should post somebody's dead pet, regardless of whether the pet looked perfect. It's disrespectful. That is an emotional time for people, and that's... I don't know if anyone else has lost one recently, but I would not want my picture of my pet, who just died within months, to be posted anywhere. It's not right. It's not acceptable. I totally disagree with you.
I've made posts on Facebook for educational purposes about suicide and veterinary medicine. I'm not going to put a picture of veterinarian hanging in the closet.
No.
I mean, you don't need a picture. The picture is where the posting of that was overstepping. The post itself, talking about it, totally fine. You don't need to post a picture that can be identified as one of your patients. That's a confidentiality issue. That's an ethical issue. That is a problem for me. If it wasn't for the picture, and I know this was posted not just for education, this was a venting frustration thing. We've all been there. If it wasn't for the picture, we would not be here. That was overstepping the bounds, in my opinion.
This is why I don't have any social media.
Social media is the worst.
Yes.
It is the worst thing, worst invention ever made. All it does is get people in trouble. So, I make a motion to affirm.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with Dr. Webb and Dr. Jenkins that the education could have been accomplished sans picture. And so her goals could have been achieved if she had been more sensitive and respectful of the client and all that.
All right, so we have a motion on the floor and a second.
I don't think I heard a second for mine.
Did you use a second?
No, she has talked.
No, I said I agree with Dr. Webb.
But I knew the word second.
Yeah, I did not second.
We do not have a second.
Right.
So we don't have a motion to do that either.
No,
yeah,
second.
I second.
That we do.
Now we have second. So motion on the floor is to deny the request for rehearing. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lodi?
Nay.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Reyes and I, the motion carries.
This concludes the matter. The board's decision will be reduced to a written order and served on Dr. Gattuso. Thank you for attending today.